Hello, and welcome to Library Binary, a monthly tech podcast from inside the library.
I'm your host and technology trainer, Anne.
And I'm your co-host and tired sound editor, Elise.
Why are you tired of sound editing?
Because last time there was a lot of echoes on the Alpha, and I'm determined to fix them, and a lot of other tiny sound quality issues. Nothing major, but me being very nitpicky.
So is that what all the towels are for?
Yes, and because I enjoy being comfortable when I'm around technology.
That's fair.
But enough chit-chat. Let's get to our monthly updates.
All right. So coming up in the next couple of months, we have a number of different programs that are available through the library. Actually, this coming Thursday at 7 p.m., we have a tech talk, so one of our lectures on cutting the cord. This has been a very popular one, talking about how to stop paying cable companies quite as much as you currently do. We'll also be offering that again on Saturday, August 11th at 11 a.m. as well. So if you can't make Thursday nights, we're offering it again. And there'll be more dates in the fall as well. We'll also be offering troubleshooting mobile devices, which is another tech talk, on Wednesday, August 8th at 11 a.m. So if you've got a tablet or a smartphone that just does not want to cooperate, come along on Wednesday, August 8th, and you can learn some tips and tricks of making technology work, a little bit of what we use when people come in. We also have the Job Search Essentials series starting on Monday, August 6th. That's going to run through Monday, August 27th at 7 p.m. So that's going to include resumes, creating resumes, searching for jobs online, because most jobs are online now.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
LinkedIn.
Interviewing.
Yeah.
Yep. Interviewing tips and LinkedIn.
Yay. And I'm having a special program August 2nd for those of you that are parents of teens or random teenager possibly listening to this.
Welcome.
I'm having a Behind the Music artist panel. I've gotten a few local Cleveland Heights and Cleveland artists to come do sort of a panel setting. They're going to answer questions about their process, what they use, how they got into it, how they've stayed in it as adults. Yeah, so that will be August 2nd at 4 p.m. in the Brody Nelson Room, and it's open to any and all teens.
Perfect.
Yay. Do we have any other new information or policies? No?
Not that I know of.
Not this month.
Yeah.
But soon. We've got passports now.
Oh, yeah. We do have passports.
I know nothing about how that works.
We would need to get a guest speaker from circulation to get accurate information about that.
That would be an excellent topic for a future episode.
We'll file that away.
Yeah. Write that down. Someone write that down. Okay.
You write that down.
I'm the one that writes the scripts. I'll write that down. Okay. This month, our topic is learning circles and what they are and why we're using them at the library.
We have a special guest with us, Jackie, one of our fellow tech trainers who taught our first learning circle class. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the podcast. So what do you want to know about learning?
Well, what is it?
Yeah. First, what is it?
So a learning circle is basically a study group for learners who want to complete an online course, but together with a group of people and with a staff member who's facilitating the group. So the library is running a learning circle starting in a couple of weeks, and it is called Social Media, What No One Told You About Privacy. So this one will be four classes from July 25th to August 15th. And the idea is to be able to come in and complete an online course, but you will be with other people and a library staff member. So in this case, me. And we'll be discussing social media and privacy.
So Jackie, what's the advantage of doing it as a learning circle rather than by yourself?
Well, there's a lot of online learning opportunities available to people these days. Most of it is free. Something as simple as like a YouTube video or we have a service at the library called lynda.com, which are professional video-based classes, or there are mass online open courses through universities and other organizations. Those are all great, and they're widely available, but the problem is that they require a lot of self-motivation, tech skills, self-direction. So a lot of people start those and don't finish those. So this kind of gives you some of that support, some of that motivation, because you're working in a group. We meet for 4 weeks, and after 4 weeks, you are done with this course. So it's a lot more supported, and I think maybe more fun because you're with other people.
That does sound easier than trying to do it by myself.
Yeah, because I've definitely tried to do MOOCs, those massive open online courses, myself, and yet I always forget about them. Like, I'll be like really gung-ho the first couple of weeks, and then life happens and all of a sudden it's done and I haven't done any of it. So having a scheduled meeting time, having a support system, I think that's really helpful.
You want another one that haunts me because I can never finish it?
Sure.
Duolingo.
Yeah.
The owl gets mad at you over time.
It does.
You're not learning a language. You made a New Year's resolution. You were going to learn a language. I didn't do it.
No.
I learned 3 phrases, and then I stopped.
Yeah, so maybe in a way this provides a lot of the structure of a college classroom with a professor, except that I'm not grading you or testing you. And
that's a relief.
Yeah, you just get to come in and have some fun and meet some new people and learn about social media and privacy. So.
Which is a very important topic that we will talk about in a different podcast.
We're going to have a whole episode about why Facebook was brought in front of Congress?
Yes.
The House? Congress. Okay.
It's certainly been in the news recently.
Yes.
So students that are interested in doing the Learning Circle, what are some expectations they should go in with?
Well, this one, like I said, is pretty easy. We just expect you to register and come to the 4 classes. They're all on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. starting at July 25th. So we just expect you to want to complete the coursework, which we do in class, and be open to discussing the topic with other people. So
are there any things they need to bring to class?
No, this one is very easy because I don't even need a library card or anything like that. The class is freely available on the internet. So
awesome.
Do they need headphones?
Yeah, headphones would be good. Yes.
Okay.
Forgot
just
about
making
those.
Sure.
That would help. Headphones would be helpful, yes.
We do have a couple other fun sort of self-learning classes coming up besides the Learning Circle, which Anne is now looking.
Oh, that one.
That
okay.
One. The one you're doing.
That one. So I have a class coming up that we've now retitled Learn the Language of the Web.
Ooh.
So this is similar topics to our coding series, but it's using a very different model of instruction. It's using what's called the flipped classroom model of instruction, which is kind of a more extreme learning circle.
Okay.
We still have videos that you are expected to watch, kind of similar to the Learning Circle, but you have to do it outside of class.
So at home?
At home or in the library as well. If you don't have a computer at home or you need a little bit of motivation, you can obviously come into the library and view the course materials there. That means, of course, people are wondering, what do we do in class then? Why is it a class if I watch them outside?
I was just about to ask that.
So, in class, we will be addressing questions, of course, that arise from those videos because nobody learns coding, HTML, CSS, JavaScript perfectly the first time. It's kind of a confusing topic sometimes.
All I learned how to do was hyperlinks.
Yeah.
I learned hyperlinks by myself on my own the first time.
Yeah.
That's it.
So sometimes you've got questions or you tried it out and it didn't work and there's something going on. So
it's probably
we answer
a comma.
Questions. It's probably a comma. It's probably a slash. It's probably something, some typo. But also in class, you get experience building a website. So people will actually build a website in class. You will hand code all of this and create a beautiful, glorious website.
What is our website about?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep the same topic.
Ooh.
So your website will be, if you come to this lovely class, introducing your favorite animal, explaining what your favorite animal is to an alien. Somebody who has absolutely no understanding of Earth animals whatsoever.
This could be really entertaining.
It has been in the past.
What animals have you had so far?
Sloths.
They are a weird one.
They are.
Like, as a human being that lives on this planet and knows what sloths are, you see the sloth videos and it's like, you don't make sense.
You got the really long claws, but they're herbivores. Yeah. Elephants.
Okay.
Tigers.
Nice.
A lot of dogs. Dogs are pretty popular.
Yeah.
Peregrine falcon, I believe.
Fun.
Yep. So, lots of variety. Learn the Language of the Web, I believe, begins on Friday, September 7th at 11 a.m.
Nice.
And it will run for 6 weeks. This is a longer course than our typical coding series because we really want to delve in depth into all of these different languages because they all come together and build those fancy websites that you navigate all the time.
If you want shorter and you want to hang out with me, I'll be doing the regular version of coding late October. It's not the 15th. It's the Monday after that.
The 22nd.
The 22nd.
We could probably have figured that out if we added 7 to the date.
I'm not good at simple math. Complicated math, really easy. It's the addition that gets me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially odd numbers.
I'm not a fan of odd numbers. Oh, okay, yes. So October
22nd.
22nd will be the beginning of the regular coding series, which will be a 4-part. If the flipped classroom or the learning circle or any of the things we've just talked about don't sound like fun, we here at the library offer something called Reserve a Tech Expert.
Reserve a Tech Expert is kind of like the Genius Bar at the Apple Store or the Geek Squad at Best Buy. Basically, we're tech support. You can schedule 30-minute sessions. We cannot crack open your computer or your tablet and pull out the battery, pull out the hard drive, but pretty much any other thing, software-related, social media, web-based, etc., we can deal with. Mm-hmm. So to make an appointment, you can call us at 216-932-3600, extension 1297, and we work around your schedule. So if you need evenings, you need weekends, you need mornings, we can do that. And you're scheduled with one of our lovely tech trainers, myself, Elise, Jackie, or Joe.
I wanted to make a joke there, and then it just didn't happen. I don't know what it was going to be.
That's a good question.
My brain was like, or Joe, the mysterious,
the man behind the music.
The man behind the curtain. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
He is kind of the man behind the music for this podcast.
He is.
He's going to be the literal man behind the music. He's making our intro music.
That was my joke.
You're good at jokes. My problem is I explain jokes. This is an ongoing issue in my life. Okay, so that was our version of an advertisement.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'd like to, of course, thank you, Jackie, for joining us this week, month.
That.
Thank you for having me on the podcast.
And thanks for sitting silently looking at us with only a mild amount of judgment for the majority of this.
So who has a pun this month?
It's your turn.
Oh, yeah, it's me.
Do you have a pun ready?
I do.
Okay, tell me your pun.
Where do astronauts hang out?
Where?
At the space bar.
That's lame. That's a good dad pun.
Yep. Now I have a joke next time I run into a 4-year-old.
Yes, it's a good
It's a good joke.
It's a good pun. All right, thank you for listening.
And remember, if we don't know your password.
Nope.
If you don't know your.
Start again. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
And remember, if you don't know your password,
we won't either.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.